Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Samuel Shabbat scene for Matan ben Dvorah, Kulan ben Gabriela, B'toch Shachol Yisrael, based in the Torah of the Rosh Hashivas at Tzal. We don't say the bracha of Shasani Sim Lavasenu on Lil Pesach. Poskim explained because there's no need for this bracha, because everything is included in the bracha of Gaul Yisrael. We still have to understand. We have Gula without Nisim, like Gaul is Babel. Gula without Nisim, so Mechi Tesi, that Shasan Nisim is included in the Matbeah of Gaul Yisrael. Because Geula and Nisim are not synonymous. So how can you say that Nisim are included in the Geula? So Chazal have an interesting Lashon. In Tainis, Mishama L'shem and V'yidlak, Hula Yom L'chaim etz V'yidlak. The same God who says that oil should burn will tell vinegar to burn. Sometimes there's a Taina. We see in the Gemara Tainis also. Chav Talad on the base. That when a person does a nes, when a tanita, when a mora does a nes, it's a tircha for Hashem. Make it the mitrach kam yishmai kulei hai. So sometimes it's a tircha, but this lashon of mishar mal Hashem and v'yidlok teaches us that it's not just an inyan of tzaddik goes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim, but rather here there's a special peula that goes to the depth of emun and shows the tfisa of this tzaddik, because the mida is mida keneged mida. The more it shines in the heart of a person, in shel chiyus mamish, and with great vitality, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu machadish b'lo yom tov b'maaseh bereishis kipshuto mamish, so ba'is amida, there misnai klapi this person. And just like there's no hechrech that the shemen should burn from second to second, because he doesn't believe in nature, he believes in God. And the memela can stop at any second. So too, there's no teva that vinegar is not going to burn. It's all God anyway. So it's all the firat in Hashem. There's no echreich of teva. So the that tzaddik, there's no taina but shuchei kapi shmai, making God be matriach to change nature. Mashal amad avadom lemisha benkach uvenkach oisim tov b'shvila. So anyway, you're doing a favor for someone. It's matter you do this favor, that favor. Mashenkein lechatchila. When you're not going to do a favor, and then lechatchila you go ahead and you change something. There's a taina of imatriach Hashem. But here, as far as this tzaddik is concerned, whether oil burns or vinegar burns, it's all the same thing. So it's not considered a nes when the vinegar is going to burn. So that's the yisod of Mishar Mal Hashem and V'yidlak Yomer V'chometz V'yidlak. The night of Tesvav, Knesset Yisrael is Besoida Aschachis. The night of Tesvav, we're in the state of renewal. We're becoming new, we're becoming a new people. And there's no greater chiddush than birth. And therefore it's very understood that in this gula, that the whole essence of this gula is a chiddush, because the birth of Knesset Yisrael, the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, is included in the bracha of Gaul Yisrael, like the poskim say. Because this bracha of Gaul Yisrael is the bracha of the birth of the Jewish people. And the birth of the Jewish people is be'etzim the greatest nes there is. Because that's a chiddush teva, something that didn't exist is now coming into existence. So that's a chiddush teva. So the mele here, the gula is synonymous with Nisim. The etzim gula here is an nes. That the Yisahavas of Knesset Yisrael, the coming into being of the Jewish people, that's the Gula and that's the Nes. And the Mele, it's the same thing. So one's in the Gula encompasses the Nes. So what does that have to do with what we said before? Before we said that if you live with the Hakara, if you recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mechadish Tev every second, so there's no Tircha in doing and being madlik chometz more than shemen or shemen more than chometz. It's all the same, because for you, you see everything is the hand of God. Because you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing something new into being every moment. So for you, everything is nisim. So memela and tesvav, the Jewish people are coming into being. So that was a nes. That's the greatest nes, is when something that doesn't exist comes into existence, that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadish the teva. And that's what was happening here. So that, since that's the geula, memela, that's also that includes the Sha'asa Nisim. Moving on, it says Kigir Yezaracha. Rashi explains Mishenola the Yitzchak Achi Yotzei Mitzrayim Rabami Oshana. Right, it says that your children are going to be strangers in a foreign land. A land that's not theirs 400 years. So that's from the time of the birth of Yitzchak. And then it says, Vata tol losecha b'shalom, you're not going to see this. You're going to die and you're not going to see this. Yidua ma'alat lev nishbar batfila. Karav Hashem l'nishbarei lev. God is close to those of a broken heart. B'derech klal, tofsim sot kocha shel ma'ala zo, b'yicholot lo'orer rachamim mechamat sheflut matzavo. So usually we understand the secret of the power of this ma'ala of Karav Hashem l'nishbarei lev is that a person can be ma'orer rachamim because of his shiflus matzav, because he's in such a low state. But the truth of the matter is, this is only a superficial understanding. Now we'd like to go into a deeper understanding of how it works, that a person is close to Hashem when he has a broken heart. And it's not just that he's ma'ir rachamim because he's in such a low state. About Am Yisrael, it says, Kishe'olim olim ad l'rakia. When we go up to the sky, when we go down to the dust of the earth, וכך גם בכנסת ישראל. עלייה למרומים וירידה לאפר. Right, that's the klal in the Bria. The better it is when it's good, the worse it is when it's bad. So wine, when it's good, it's the best. When it's bad, it's the worst. Right, water, when it's not so good, we say that. But it's not as bad as spoiled wine. But when wine is good, it's obviously much greater than water. So the Jewish people, when we're good, mamish, we're the best. We're to the sky. When we're off, then oy va'avoy, oy va'avoy. It's gefährlich. Ulam divrei agra nira b'ze ma'alach acher. Af al pi she'eino soter l'divrei ha'me'aral. Al ha'pasuk et na'ari mi'afar kumi, mevaer agra שאין הכוונה בדרך למרות שהגעת לאפר. When it says, rise up from your dust, the Gra explains that it doesn't mean, despite the fact that you're in the dust, nevertheless, get up. Rather, it's בדרך בדווקא. כלומר שהקימה והגאולה העתידה צריכה לבוא דווקא מתוך תחיית המדרגה כשנגיע לאפר. אז משום, משם דווקא תתגלה התקומה המקווה לעתיד לבוא. The Gra explains that it's not despite the fact that you got down to the dust of the earth, nevertheless get up, but it's בדווקא, that the Kim and the Gula Asita has to come from being במדרגת עפר. משם there's going to be a גילוי of the תקומה of Lasid Lava. וכן הוא על דרך זה מה שכתוב שין יודחס כללוס כילל יושעיהו הנביא יש ישראל ולא נזכר דייטה עד שאמר להם ירב ונער זקן בזקן בנקל ונכבד. It says that that Yeshayah cursed the Jews 18 curses and he wasn't satisfied until he said that the lad is going to be chutz bedik to the zakein and the light to the mechubedik. In other words, then we're going to get to the tachtis hashiflus. The aliyah is going to come when there's going to be tremendous chutzpah. Yiravu anar b'zakin v'anikla v'nichbet. And that's what Chazal say, nafal lo'tosif l'npol ot kum b'silus Yisrael. Based on the pasuk, Chazal saying, the Gemara in Brachas, that the Jewish people fall, and they're not going to fall anymore, they're going to get up. In other words, when they get to the tachlis of nafila, nafla, we're going to fall. We're not going to fall anymore, and then we're going to get up. Kum basilis Yisrael. So that's what it means. Niskara daita. That's when Mashiach is going to come. And there's a tremendous amount of chutzpah Mashiach is going to come. I must tell you, Rabbi Yisai, parenthetically, I think we're not far from there. Biyur adavar, shagula zot tzicha lavo b'derech hetavut surat adam uvinyano. ושונה יצירת האדם משאר הבורים כולם, שהם נברו וחיותם עמם, כמו שכתיב בתצא ארץ נפש חיה. ואילו דווקא לאדם נאמר, ויקח עפר מן האדמה, ויפח באפיו נשמת חיים. The Geula is going to come when you have a new Tzuras Adam. The creation of man is different than the other Bruin. They were created with their Chiyus, Totz Eretz Nefesh Chaya. But Adam was created without Chiyus. Ve'ikach afar min ha'adama, and then ve'ipach b'apav nishmas chayim. And that's how man was created. First there's the afar, the lowest darga, and then the ve'ipach b'apav. And then God blew our soul. We start very low, and then the soul. The animals aren't like that. They're created with their chiyus. And now that we have our neshama, we encompass all of the bria. And that's what empowers us to either bring the bria down or lift the bria up. מזנו למדים שכל ישועה באה לאדם להגדיל או להרבות חיותו, אינה ישועה מיוחדת לצורת אדם, אם אין כאן אלא הוספה על חיות הנמצאת ולא הדומם. דווקא ישועה באה להכניס חיים, אף באפר ודומם. So what's Yeshua? Yeshua is bringing up everything. Even in the offer, even in the domain. And that's Mavli Tzuras Adam, that accentuates Tzuras Adam. That we bring Neshama even into the dust of the earth as man was created that way. So Gulas Yisrael of Atem Kriyam Adam has to be Dugmas Briyas Adam, right? That's only the Jewish people that are called true Adam, as we see in the Gemara in Yavama 61a. So it has to be Dugmas Briyas Adam. The Yeshua of Lasid Lava was called the Leida, Veterim Tochil Yalada, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya 66:7. Other psukim. And therefore that's what it says, Hisnara Me'afra Kumi. Dafka, when you get to the dust of the earth, when you get to the biggest Yerida, then there's going to be the Yeshua HaMetoeret Ki Leidat Tzurat Adam. Then it's going to come the Yeshua that's described as the birth of Tzuras Adam. And there's no complete Geula if it doesn't arouse these levels of Tzuras Adam. We have to go to the lowest level. We have to get to the Afar, and then the Geula is going to come and blow a Neshama into it, and then we're going to get to the highest level. That's the Geula Shlema Delasid Lavo, and that's Yeshua Sapratios B'chol Doris. That man gets to the dust of the earth, and punk then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Geula. So that's the deep tfisa in the mile of Lev Nishbar. That a Lev has to be, like it say in the Pasuk, Mikol Mishmar Nitzol Libecha Ki Mimeno Totzot Chayim. You have to guard your heart very well, because that's where life comes from. So a Lev Nishbar is like it lacks Chiyas. So it's Muchan Lekabel Geula Mimishkal Het Nari Miafar Kumi. Mayanot Geula Niftachim ונשפחים ללב זה עומד מוכן ומצפה לקבל ברכה זו. הוייפח בדווקא לתוך גוף דומם. הוייפח comes into this dead body. Because that's Tzuras Adam, that's how man was created. Man was created from the offer, from the lowest. When a person has a lev nishbar, that's his chayim. The lev is his chayim. And when the lev is nishbar, he loses his chayim. So the Geula is a snare miyafra kuma. We dafka have to go down to the dust. We have to lack our chiyas, and then we get to the highest level. Then we have the vayipach, and we have a hachya'ah. We have this resuscitation of the tzuras adam. We have the Geula. Rabbi say, this is mamish. It's Torah misamachas ma'od. So now we can hear Heid l'shanosh al Rambam al Geulat Mitzrayim. Shekein katav b'perek aleph. הלכות עבודה זרה, שכל כך נתעמק הגלות ונשתקו ישראל במצרים, עד שכמעט קט נשכח מהם העיקר ששתל אברהם אבינו. היינו שהגיעו עד לאפר, כי שכה לאפר נפשנו, דווקא לארץ בטננו, קום העזרת לנו. ודווקא ממקום אפר, צמחה להם הגאולה. That's what it means. We were almost finished, and then came the Geula. Shechel afra nafshenu davka laretz bitneinu. Kum azra salanu. We mamish got down to the dust of the earth, and now God helps us. Meridik. Kimat kat nishkach me meikar sheshatel avram avinu. We were almost lost. Al pi yesod dvarim alalu, aleinu lavin achshav et haneemar bebrit bein haptarim lavram avinu. Ki ger yeh zaharacha kechelek mehabrit. Now we can understand Ger Yezarecha has to be part of the bris, because the avdus is a shiur b'matna sa'aretz lashon haRamban, Bereishis Tesvav Yud Gimel. In other words, we get Eretz Yisrael, but it has to come derech avdus. We have to get hisnari me'afra kumi. We have to go derech ki Ger Yezarecha. We have to go via the dust of the earth. First, we have to go low down into the Ger Yezarecha, and only then come up to the Geula. Hisnari miyafal kumi. Mitoch haspaklari hazo mitbeer lefaneinu gam et haneemar l'Avram b'oto ma'amad. Ve'ata tavua al avotecha b'shalom. When Avram Avinu is told, ki Ger Yezarecha, he's also told, ve'ata tavua al avotecha b'shalom. And you're not going to see all of this. You're going to go to your avos b'shalom. In other words, this whole mahalach is b'nogea l'malas ha'yerusha shel Eretz Yisrael. The beirul, the clarification of those who are roy for this Yerusha, has to go derech hisnaris me'ofar. Ki ger yezar acha ksiv. Avalo al etzem matnat ha'aretz l'Avraham. In other words, who has to do this beirul? The beirul is who is roy for this Yerusha. Avraham Avinu is not getting it as a Yerusha. Avraham Avinu was the Morish. Ger Yezarecha, the Etzem Matnas Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham. And the Yarshim, they have to prove that they're worthy. And that's why Ger Yezarecha, you're going to be B'Shalom. You're not going to see this. You don't need this Beirur. You don't need this clarification that you're worthy by going through the Galus. Because you're the Morish. Only the Yarshim have to prove they're worthy. If he had to go derech afar and the etzem matana, it's enough that you come from Beis Terach to be a snari me'afar. Avraham Avinu comes from Beis Terach. That's a shtikel a snari me'afar. The geula that's speaking about here is al nachlas haaretz. V'rak mi Yitzchak shu anoichel harishain yitchil hachashbon shel arba me'ot shana. The geula we're talking about here is on inheriting Eretz Yisrael. And the first Neuchel, the first inheritor, is Yitzchak, because the Cheshbon of 400 years starts with him. Otherwise, it's hard to understand why the Cheshbon doesn't start with Avraham Avinu. Because if it's a Mahalach of Onesh, why does the Onesh start after the death of the sinner, if Avraham Avinu is being punished? The answer is, it's not a Cheshbon of Onesh. It's a Cheshbon of Isnari Me'ofar, of getting up from the dust in order to be Makabel Yerusha Sa'aretz, which is the Teuchen of Ris Ben Apsarim. V'chuzrim anu l'atchalat ha'dvarim. How did Avraham Avinu alone come out from the Inu and the Avdus? Halo gam abim acharav lo ro'u shi'abud admot ha'shvatim. Unam en yam shal Inu v'avdut hu ba'agad al afa. Omar beru kuach ha'emshech me'asher ashu Avraham Avinu. והקו נמשך ממנו אשר הגיע למצב של כמעט קט והיה נפסק אותו חוט, חס וחליל בי שישר המשך, והגיע ממש עד לבחינת הפער. וזה שבירו הגלות והגאולת נצחיותו של שורש אברהם, שאותו שורש קם שוב לתחייה, ואין הגעה בבת אחת אלא לאט לאט ירדו, עד שהגיעו וימרו את חייהם ועד כמעט קט, היה נשכח העיקר ששתל אברהם הבינו. והתחלת מהלך זה היה מהיורש הראשון של הוא יצחק אבינו. ולעבר מוריש נתקן ואתה תבוא עליו ותכה בשלום ולא תראה כל אלה. So it's not that Avraham Avinu was the only one who didn't have Inui, who didn't have the affliction of the Abdus. We learn in Seder Olam Rabbah and Paragimel that the Shibut didn't start until all the Shvatim died. See, Avram didn't have the Inui, Yitzchak didn't have, Yaakov didn't have, Shevatim didn't have. So why is Avram unique? In other words, why does it start with Yitzchak? Because the inyan of Inu in Avdus is that we get to the Ofer Haaretz. As we want to be mevarei the Koach HaHemshech from the Shorash, that's Avram Avinu. We have Avram Avinu. I want to be mevarei that the Yerushim Avram Avinu are worthy of Eretz Yisrael, of going through this galus in order to gain Eretz Yisrael. So when did this process begin? The process begins with Yitzchak, and it's a slow process. Little by little by little, we're going lower and lower, and eventually it gets to Vayomaris Chayim until Kimat Kad, until we're completely gone. And then we get to the Geula. And it all starts with Yitzchak, because he's the first Yerush. So this process of going to the Ofer just really started with Yitzchak. But by Avram, he has no shaychus to this. And therefore, about him it says, V'shalom, and you're not going to see all of these. Of course, there's still a welt more to talk about, Rabbi Zay, but I think I gave you some food for thought, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.